耶稣话：谁吃我的肉，喝我的血，便住在我内，我也住在他内。一住在呢字眼呢，相信为佢哋系好有深度嘅。记得约翰两个门徒听到佢师傅话请看天主羔羊嘅时候，安德烈同埋约望。咪跟住耶穌行後邊嘅，咁耶穌就問佢哋：你去邊？你揾邊個？咁佢即係話：你住喺邊度？耶穌話：你嚟睇睇。咁福音繼續就話：他們兩個去跟住佢咗啦，住下了。個住下咧，即係一種好有深度嗰種嘅關係。有兩個阿瑪忤的門徒咧，喺我喺啊前進嘅時候，行緊嘅時候，耶穌又裝咗一個旅客同我哋傾偈咧。臨到個村莊頭嘅時候，耶穌裝咗前行。嗰兩個門徒咧又請耶穌留，請他住下。咁喺住下嘅時候，耶穌就擘餅。他们就认出耶稣来。我想住下这个字呢，或者为我们都应该有这个意思的。住下意思就是停留在这里嘛，不是一时间，不是顾客，是家庭的成员，可以说恒久地陪伴的。那究竟我们领圣体之后，我哋顧客啦，定係住下咧？有冇留低陪伴耶穌咧？我想耶穌唔係只係邀請我哋嗰幾分鐘聽靈修幾分鐘，領聖體幾分鐘。耶穌對父天啊講：，佢話我停留一個人嘅心中，直到到下次領聖體嘅時間。如果你每日靈性體嘅呢24小時裏邊咧，耶穌陪伴你嘅。如果你係一個禮拜領一次聖體嘅話咧，呢、這個星期裏邊耶穌係與我們同行同在嘅。雖然我哋唔記得佢，但係佢記得我哋。雖然我哋冇心，耶穌係。有心的，佢就企我哋门后。如果你冇打开个门嘅话，或者打开道门都唔当佢在嘅时候，佢系等待，系孤单等待。佢一分一秒都愿我哋人同行同在。天主是爱，爱系无条件嘅，爱。未行出第一步，耶穌 said, "I'm those who eat my flesh, drink my blood, I will stay with him." This word "stay with" is, I think, it's very biblical sense. The first two disciples of Jesus.Are from St. John the Baptist, no? John and Andrew. They follow Jesus, and where are you doing? Where are you living? They ask, come and see. And then they stay. The two disciples on the way of Emmaus, Jesus pretend to go ahead, and they ask him, stay.Advice. This stay with is very meaningful. Even today, Jesus expects we'll be with him the whole day. And Jesus mentioned to Faustina, I will stay with you until the next time you receive Holy Communion. If you have daily communion, so 24 hours, Jesus is staying with us. If you come once a week, all the whole week, Jesus stays with us. Although we forgot about him, but he is always there. So let us be more conscious that Jesus never leaving us alone. Only we leave him alone. Jesus expects this kind of love, closeness with him. So let us live our life not only a few minutes when we come to church and pray and receive communion. Stay with him.